You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All the stars without the wellies. It's Glastonbury Festival 2010 on In Demand.
Friday afternoon at Glastonbury in the Chill and Charge area with Joshua Radin. Hey, sir.
How are you?
Very well, mate. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically well, thank you.
Is this your first time at Glastonbury as a punter and as a performer?
Yep.
Okay, how are you finding it so far?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Summing it up in one word. That's it. Amazing.
It was so cool.
What's been the best bit so far?
Well, playing.
Of course. Of course.
I've never played to that many people in my life.
How did it go?
Amazing.
I can see you're a little bit, as the adrenaline kicks in and you're a bit like,
I'm sort of like
just in
shock
this?
Still. It was a bit surreal.
Yeah.
You know, just looking at it, it must have been 30, 40,000 people out there hearing me. It's just crazy.
And I think the thing about Glastonbury, especially for performers, is it has such a kudos and it's so legendary that actually just being asked to perform here in the first place.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Let alone making it
all
to the
my
stage.
Musician friends in the States were like, what?
It's amazing.
You're playing Glastonbury?
Who else are you going to see whilst you're here?
I'm looking forward mostly, I think, to see the Black Keys.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
Okay. Are you mates with anyone who's performing? You got any friends in
band? I really want to see Broken Bells. I hung out with them the other night.
Yeah.
James Mercer and Danger Mouse. They were so nice.
And genius as well.
Brilliant. Yeah, totally brilliant. So I'm definitely going to catch their set.
I'm going to throw some British musicians at you.
Uh-oh.
See whether you know them. Whether you race him.
Whether
you're going to check him out.
I'm not very up on my new
now, I think you'll know some of these. So Ellie Goulding, you're going to see her. She was our Brits.
I didn't know she was playing, but I know who she is, and I've seen her play on TV a song. And she has a brilliant voice.
She is awesome. Go and check her out. Florence and the Machine, you must know.
I know who she is, and I like them too.
Awesome. Mumford and Sons, who
yeah,
I think
I like
you'll
them too.
Love.
I like that song, The Cave. That's a cool tune. I really like their record.
And finally, of course, Gorillaz.
Yeah, you know what? I like Gorillaz. You know, you can't say anything bad about Gorillaz. They're a really cool band. But man, I was kind of excited to see U2. You know, I had never seen U2 live before.
So. This is the thing. Actually, a lot of people we've spoken to over the last day or so have been like, yeah, we love Gorillaz, but we're really gutted that U2 aren't going to be here. Especially considering it's the 40th year.
The biggest band in the world, man.
So when did you arrive?
4 a.m. this morning.
Okay, so you've not spent that much time here yet. Are you sticking around for a couple of days, or have you got to go?
No, I got to go tonight. I got to play a festival in London.
Okay. I was going to say, if you hang around and experience...
I wish I could.
...the delights of the toilets.
I wish I could. I maybe next year I'll get the true sense of Glastonbury, like actually camp in a tent, and it'll be raining and muddy, and, you know, get the real Glastonbury.
I think you must be like our good luck charm, just bringing this weather with you. This is amazing.
You know, I have been bringing good weather wherever I've been going this past, like, month. It's pretty amazing. I can't really take credit for it, but
so the sunshine goes wherever you go.
Month it actually has.
Are you doing any more British festivals, or is this the only one?
Yeah, like six others.
I've got to ask you about your new video for Brand New Day.
Uh-huh.
You've actually been attacked by your own guitar in this video.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Well, we just decided to make it, you know, the Brand New Day is such a life-affirming song. It's so positive that we thought it'd be funny to make the video the antithesis of that.
Yeah.
You know, where I just, everything horrible happens to me throughout the entire...
And it does.
Yeah, it just escalates and escalates. So I thought it'd be funny.
It's great. It's a great song as well. Great video. Enjoy the rest of your time
Thanks,
here.
Mate.
And we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Hopefully.
This is your In Demand.
It's In Demand. And tonight, we're very, very happy to welcome Mr. Enrique Iglesias. How are you?
Good. I like the way you said that, Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias. Now, obviously, you're here in the UK. You enjoying yourself so far?
They got me working.
No time to do any sightseeing or anything like that?
The only sightseeing I get to do is inside of studios.
Oh, man. Are they looking after you, though? They've got, like, cups of tea and sweets and that kind of thing.
They're good people.
Now, the new single, I like it. You've got Pitbull on there, who seems to be getting around. I mean, he's been on so many songs now. What's going on? How did that hook up?
Pitbull is crazy.
Is he?
Have you met him?
No, I've not. I've not met him.
He's a great guy, but he's crazy. I mean, crazy good.
Now, of course, you've got the cast of Jersey Shore randomly popping up in the video as well. Who's your favourite cast member? I like Snooki.
Everybody likes Snooki, right?
Her and her pickles.
I like... Why, she eats a lot of pickles?
She's obsessed with them, but she doesn't just, like, munch them. She sucks them. It's a bit wrong, if you ask me, but there we go. That's Snooki.
I like all of them. They were all really good people, and I know that we, you know, you obviously watch Jersey Shore, and we see a lot of drama, fights, and all of that, and you get hooked onto the show. Obviously, they edit all of that. Not like when you see these kids, you're going to find a lot of drama around them. They're really down to earth. They were so easy to work with. And I'll tell you this, I was a fan. I mean, I liked the show. I wasn't the biggest fan in the world, but I liked it. What I'm trying to say, it probably wasn't my number one show on TV. No. But after meeting the guys and seeing how they are, I'm a bigger fan.
It's funny, isn't it? Sometimes you're not a big fan of someone, then you meet them, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, I do like them a little bit more.
I mean, I like the show, but now I like it even more.
Yeah, what's the situation like? Was he getting his abs out all the time?
The video we shot, he actually takes his shirt at the end. He, you know what? When he's built the way he is, he can show off.
Yeah, true.
Girls like him.
Yeah, exactly. They do. He's releasing a single as well, isn't he?
He is. He told me he was, yeah.
I'm a little bit worried about that. I think he should just stick to Jersey Shore. But there we go. That's my opinion.
I'm telling you, Jersey Shore right now, they could sell hair dryers.
They could do anything. I think Snooki should have her own line of pickles with her face on the jar.
And I bet you that would sell.
In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand. Enrique Iglesias is still with us. Hello again.
Hi, Lucy.
Now, there's been a couple of rumours floating around in the press. They're probably not true, but seeing
Don't
as you're
believe
here,
the press.
I thought I'd ask you anyway. Amy Winehouse, did she speak really loudly while you were singing at a record company do, or is that rubbish?
I've been asked that a million times.
I bet you have, but it's everywhere, isn't it, at the moment?
Let me just put it to you this way. I didn't even know Amy Winehouse was there.
There you go.
So that just tells you. And
and you can't miss her with her beehive normally.
Do you truly believe? I mean, you don't believe everything you read.
No. I read it and go, yeah, that's probably rubbish.
What percentage do you think people should believe of what they, I mean, when it comes down to tabloids?
I don't know. Nothing in the tabloids, if I'm honest, unless they've actually got an interview with that person themselves. But even then, things can get misconstrued, can't they?
I would say believe probably 40, 30%.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with you on that percentage. It's good. Now, talking of percentages, the percentage of talent, as well as you on your new album, my goodness, Akon, Nicole Scherzinger, Usher, Lionel Richie. Who was the best one to work with of all of them?
They were all great. They were all good people. And I was fortunate enough to have all of them on one album.
Nicole Scherzinger, was that nice to hook up with the Pussycat Doll herself?
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. We were label mates. We are label mates. Well, I shouldn't say that. And we knew each other. Most of the people that I've worked with on this album, I knew, and I had some type of friendship. So it was fun to pick up the phone and be able to call them personally and say, hey, well, can you listen to this and see if you like it and would you like to collaborate? And everybody was very nice.
Now, we talked earlier about Jersey Shore, of course, being in your video for I Like It. And you've said you like that show a bit more now you've worked with them. What else does Enrique Iglesias watch on telly? So if I was coming around to yours and we were just going to have a chilled out night watching TV, what would we watch?
I like Entourage on TV.
Yeah, that's good.
On HBO.
Yeah.
And I like American Idol.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant, isn't it? They're bringing the X Factor over to the US now as well.
I know, I heard that.
Enrique, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
We're really looking forward to the new album as well. Of course, the new single, we're playing it loads. And, thank you so much for being on.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Take care, Lucy.
Glastonbury Festival 2010. This is In Demand.
Friday, Glastonbury. Professor Green, hello, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing, mate?
Not too bad. Enjoying the weather?
Very much so. I brought it with me.
Good man. Good skills. Enjoying your ice cream as well.
Yes, very much so.
So is this your first time here?
This is my first time here. And I get to perform, so it's a wicked time for me.
So first time as a punter, first time as a performer.
Yeah.
What are people going to get from your set this afternoon?
I'm on Sunday, but Sunday afternoon they're going to get absolute madness. They're going to get the music brought to life and we're going to get them jumping.
Okay, cool. Is Lily Allen going to be with you? That's what we want to know, to perform the new song.
Maybe.
Oh, I think that might be some good juicy gossip. So people, obviously Glastonbury has a massive reputation. People come for lots of different reasons. What are you expecting from the next 3 days as a punter as opposed to a performer?
Lots of good times mixed up with a little bit of fear and carnage.
And who are you here with? Just mates or people you work with?
Mates, management, who are also mates. And I know loads of people performing, so... Yeah, I'm in good company.
And who else are you going to check out? Who's on your must-see list?
Well, I'm gutted I didn't get to see Vanilla Ice last night. I feel like I missed out.
He was DJing, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. I thought he was going to perform. I want to see Snoop. I want to see the XX. I'm going to catch Bonobo today. I'm going to go see Kareem as well. So
We get to reach that point as well where Gorillaz do their headline spot on the Pyramid Stage, obviously taking over from U2. In your personal opinion, who would you have preferred to see?
See, I really like the Gorillaz music, but I would have liked to have seen U2, having never seen them. So I would say U2.
Have an amazing show and enjoy the weekend, man.
Thank you very much, mate.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
Hello, Peter Facinelli.
Hello.
Okay, so let's talk Twilight Eclipse. It's finally upon us. I say finally, but they seem to be firing off these movies left, right and centre. Talk us through Carlyle's role in the drama of Twilight Eclipse. How do you sort of encapsulate your character in this film?
Well, he's the patriarch of the family. He's the founder of this coven of vampires. He has a lot of strength because, you know, he's trying to live a human lifestyle, but he's actually a vampire. So, you know, it takes a lot of strength to go against your natural instincts of wanting to ravage humans. And he started this new way of life that really is kind of the first for vampires. He's put together this coven of beautiful vampires, and I think he just wanted to make a baseball team. He's getting bored.
But of all the Cullens, he is the most compassionate one, isn't he? That's almost like his big strength.
Yeah, it's a superpower, which I always feel like I got the short end of the stick. I wish I could fly or something. You can't really smite people with compassion.
Well, no, but it's a nice one to have, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. But when we're going up against the bad vampires and the Volturi, it's a...
it doesn't come in any
useful. There are other superpowers I'd rather have. But, you know, I always joke that in this new movie, Eclipse, I have to go to battle, and every time I actually have to kill one of the bad vampires, I say sorry in my head.
Now, in this installment of the saga, the Cullens form an alliance with the werewolves. But how does that pan out when Jacob yet again declares his undying love for Bella?
You know, I really like this book, and it's my favorite book of the series because I feel like everything kind of comes to a head in this one. You know, you have this love triangle, which get really heated up in this third installment of the saga. Mm. And you have, you know, the most action out of the three so far. And like you said, there are these two opposing forces, these two different clans that are mortal enemies that are coming together for a common cause, which I think is a universal good message.
And of course, Bella gets to a point where she is almost forced to make this decision whether she stays mortal or turns immortal, because there's a new breed of vampires.
Yeah, yeah, she's always wanted to be a vampire, and it's Edward that's kind of holding her back because he's not quite sure that, you know, it's a choice that he was not privy to make. I kind of forced him into
this. You just needed
lifestyle.
A companion, didn't you? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm lonely, I need a mate.
I need a friend. It was a very selfish act. I mean, as much as Carlyle's compassionate, it was kind of a selfish act to, you know, turn these humans into vampires because I didn't really give them much of a choice.
What's the standout scene in Eclipse for you?
The battle sequences, for sure, are going to be thrilling to watch. We had 6 weeks of fight training, and... you know, I think that the fans really liked the baseball sequence because they got to see what the Cullens are capable of.
Yes.
when they actually are vampires. And they're so, you know, most of the time they spend trying to hide their vampire qualities and appear human, and they're quite reserved. But when you have scenes like the baseball sequence, you get to see what they're capable of. And in this film, it's just taken to a whole nother level.
In Demand. Glastonbury Festival 2010 on In Demand. Alex is living in a tent, so you don't have to.
With Paloma Faith eating ice cream, what flavour is it?
Vanilla. We're scraping the barrel a bit, but it's got vanilla pods in it.
It looks beautiful. I won't take it off, you know.
Listen to it.
How's it taste? This is like Jamie Oliver on the radio. But better dressed. As always, talk us through what you're wearing right now.
Well,
where to begin?
Right now, I'm wearing some gold lamé trousers from the 50s with a 50s gold sort of lamé frilly top, sort of brushish.
Yeah.
And a big green bow on my head, which is a hat by Tour de Force, but the rest is all vintage.
So how was it today? Pyramid Stage opening up the final day of Glastonbury.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I've been to Glastonbury and performed before as a cabaret performer, as an unsigned act desperate for attention, and as a punter. And I can say that, like, coming to the pyramid was really an honour.
Special moment.
Yeah, definitely. I felt actually nervous, and it's funny for me because I generally don't get nervous. Sort of my moment of kind of reprieve in life is to enter stage, because it's always the time when I feel like nothing else matters.
Yeah.
And today was a bit different for me. I felt like there was a bit of expectation, and I sort of felt I wanted to prove something in a way.
And do you feel that you've done that?
Yeah, kind of. I wish that more people came, but then my record company keeps saying there's about 50,000 people there. What's wrong with that? And I was like, oh, I wanted 100.
That's next year. So have you managed to stay for the whole weekend and enjoy a lot?
No, we just arrived last night, but we stayed asleep. We arrived at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we just had today, and it's been work, work, work. But I'm hoping that after this little bit, I'll be able to have a little...
Who are you going to see? So we've got Stevie.
Definitely Stevie. And Ray. I'm upset I'm missing Ray Davies, because I'm doing this with you.
Oh, thank you. Did you hear all the gossip about Kylie on stage with Sissy Sisters last
night? What happened?
She came on and did a song with them.
But gossip, like, what's the gossip?
Well,
other
she
than
was
that?
There.
I thought you were going to say that she started a period.
Because when we arrived, sort of middle of the week, the gossip was she's going to be
I
here.
I want
she's
some real gossip, like,
that's
she's
all I've
sort
got.
Of a leg fell off or something.
Her face fell off. She picked it up, though, put it
oh, oh, bless her.
Let you enjoy the sunshine. Paloma, thank you.
Lovely to see you.
We'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Bye.
Are you ready to get loud?
Tents, wellies and wet wipes. It's Glastonbury Festival 2010 on In Demand. This is your In Demand.
Hello, boys. This is great. Feeling all right.
Hello, guys.
Hello, boys.
Showtime, hello. Showtime moods.
That was a lovely welcome.
Oh. It's been so long. We thought, you know, we had to do something a bit special.
Yeah. We've missed you.
We've missed you too.
Oh,
where's
lovely.
Alex?
Alex is, well, he's temporarily unavailable today, so it's just me. Oh, is that all right?
No. Appointment
that is
appointment
perfect.
Is temporary.
We've got you.
We've got
to
some
ourselves.
Quality time.
Yeah,
with,
exactly. Some
we've
cute.
Well, we've never had you on your own.
So you are back. Yes.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Back
from the US finally after what seemed like forever. Something that obviously you will have missed while you're over in the States with your family and friends.
Yes.
But
yes.
Did they have Nando's over there? I mean,
no.
I have to ask. No.
Apparently they have a Nando's in Washington, D.C. and that's the only state we didn't go to.
No way.
Yes way.
So have you just been filling up on Nando's since you got back?
Yes. I've been to Nando's, I think. 4 out of the 5 days we've been back.
I love that. Well, you can't beat a good bit of chicken. It's so true.
No.
Were there any other weird, like, British isms that you missed when you were over there?
Yes.
Tea.
Baked beans.
Yes.
Oh, baked beans.
All of the above.
And tea. Did you meet anyone over there who left you starstruck while you spent your time over there?
Eva Longoria.
You met Eva.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Met Eva.
We kissed twice.
Eva, smelt her hair.
Smelt. She smelled good.
Did
cuddled
she?
Her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was her husband there?
No.
No way.
Oh,
she was
nice.
There with all of her girlfriends. It was like a big...
It was like Desperate Housewives meets Sex in the City meets
JLS.
Meets The Hills.
Meets
then
JLS's
meets
dreams.
Yes.
Is she like really little and perfect?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
She's incredible.
Yes, she was. But not as nice as you, of course.
Oh,
of course.
You creep. Now, what was the best day you had while you
the
were
best...
across the pond?
Oh, wow. We had so many good days. One that sticks out, probably we did a show called Wango Tango out there.
Okay, what's that all about?
It's like a radio show, and literally loads of artists go there to perform. And under one roof, we saw Kesha, we saw Usher, we saw Justin
Jason
Bieber.
Jason Derulo.
Jason
Derulo. We are, man. And we saw all those we saw all those artists under one roof.
Did you go up to Jason Derulo and just say... Jason Derulo.
Always.
Yeah, we always see Jason. We actually cool with him. You know, we met him over here.
Yeah.
And obviously, while we were over there, we did a couple of shows with him, actually. One in San Diego and the one that Risha's talking about in Wango Tango. And he's cool, man. He came up to us and said hi and, you know, obviously said how's things going. And, you know, he came down to the tour, the theatre tour, when we were in London.
He's told us before he likes you guys, actually. He's a big fan.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. Every time we see him, we just go, Jason Derulo!
There's actually a Facebook group for that, you know.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Everyone can't help but sing Jason Derulo.
and then he sings back to us, everybody in love, oh!
And put your hands up, oh!
This is your In Demand.
Brand new from JLS. It's the amazing The Club Is Alive, and the boys are still here with me now. Hello.
Hey.
Right now.
We're causing mischief right about now.
I know. It's a bit like, and also, you know, those 3.5 minutes of the song, that's 3.5 minutes of our lives gone. I mean, we've got to get back onto it now. Now, let's talk about the video. JB, with your Union Jacket.
Yes, indeed.
Very nice. Is that Vivian? So it usually is.
I think it was
Bolangara Trevor.
There we go. From Bolangara Trevor.
From where?
JB's the new
Bolangara Trevor.
JB's the new Ginger Spice with the pattern in his head.
You know.
Nice. And then the jacket, obviously. So there's a new single, new album. Is that going to be happening anytime soon as well? We know you've done a track with Jay Sean already.
Yeah, we've been obviously we're working on a new album over in America.
Yeah,
and we still got a couple more sessions over here. We've got another week, I'd say, or about 4 days, 4 or 5 days left of writing, and I think we're going to have about 60 plus songs. So we'll have enough material to go through, and obviously then look at what's going to be a shortlist, and then what's going to make the album, and you know what's going to be singles and B sides and so on and so forth. So we still got a while yet before the album's finalized, but fingers crossed we'll have something for November, December, obviously in time for the tour.
Oh, nice. And in time for Christmas. Make it a lovely stocking filler and all that. Can you tell us anyone else you may have worked with on some of the tracks that you've, the collection of 60 tracks that you've got?
Well, I mean, artist-wise, obviously it's Jay Sean and Tyra Cruz.
Yeah.
But producer-wise, the guys behind all of Neo's and Rihanna's big hits, like Closer and So Sick and Please Don't Stop the Music, a production team called Stargate and Rude Boy as well. They're called Stargate. They're Norwegian guys based in New York, and they've had some huge, huge hits over the last, you know, 5 years. So they're really, really cool guys, and we love working with them. But, you know, we've worked with some of the best guys.
Stargate are pretty huge.
They're one of the best, yeah.
Is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet that you would really, really like to do something with?
Timbaland.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely. We, you know what? Obviously, you know, he had such huge success with Justin Timberlake. You know, we love all of his songs, and, you know, we really look up to him as an artist. So, you know, it'd be lovely to get into the studio.
Now, I've got a little question for you about, like, your next video. Can me and Alex be in it, please?
If it's a love story.
Then we'll have to work.
You can be the lead girl.
Yeah, you can be the lead girl.
Brilliant.
Alex can be, like, the guy that is mistreating you and treating you bad.
You could be the leading lady in our dream.
Can you really see Alex treating any girl bad? I can't see
that. No, he's too nice.
He's too nice. I can't see that. But that could be an excuse for us to kiss you.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it could be. Like, Alex could be the one who, I don't know, will
mistreating you, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's acting, so it's fine. And then
I would love to see Alex get angry.
That'd be funny.
Well, yeah, no, you could have all four of us.
Yeah,
but then I'd look like a bit of a, you know.
What?
No, but you know, that's the whole thing, it'd be acting, so.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It's fine. We get the rain scene.
And if it's a club banger, then of course you both be on our table.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds good to me. Right, thank you very much for being on the show again, boys.
Lucy, always a pleasure, darling.
Always. Oh, we love you. Now, are you going to come in at some point and do a little acoustic session? Maybe.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, well, that'd be amazing.
You've put it out there, so let's do it.
Let's get that sorted. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.